Why did Dashrath give different portions of kheers to his different wives? Actually, Dashrath's first wife, his chief queen, was Kaushalya. And later on, he had other queens also. And Kaikeyi was his, she was young, she was beautiful, she was his favorite queen. So when Sumitra was in between. And still, till Kaikeyi asked for Ram to be exiled, till that time, they had a very cordial relationship among them. So Sumitra, her position was that she naturally was serving. She would serve Kaushalya as the elder queen, and she had the desire that actually her sons, whoever will become the king, her sons should serve them. And what, because Sumitra in one sense was in the middle position where she was not exactly as favored as the eldest queen might be, nor she was as favored as the favorite queen might be. So in one sense she was somewhat in between. But because they had a cordial relationship at that time, so how it worked was that he gave one portion to, then now in the different Puranas, this exact division is described in slightly different ways. But the overall commonality is that he gave one section to Kaushalya, and then the way it worked out that Kaushalya gave a part of her portion to Sumitra. What Kaikeyi got, she also gave a part of her portion to Sumitra. And thus she got two portions. So the idea was that although they were co-wives and although there could have been competition or envy among them, that was not there. Both of them, Kaushalya and Kaikeyi, they were aware that they had a privileged position in one way or the other. And recognizing that Sumitra did not have such a privileged position, they wanted to sympathize with her. And that's why they both gave a portion of their kheer to her. And that's how she had two sons. But when these two sons she had, the way it worked out that both her sons, there's a mood of mutual serving and caring. So she got two sons because she got two portions of the kheer, but she felt that let these two sons serve. And thus they had Lakshman, who was always serving Ram, and Shatrughna, who was always serving Bharat. And that's how they were four sons, but they were all linked together in a bond of intimate service.
There's a question from a